they were 2 inches below the rear diff. They were just in a bad place. So I was hitting them all the time. Now GM's fixed that in the 2023 model and beyond. They've relocated them upwards. I did that with an aftermarket part to move them up out of the way, which has been awesome.
So did you have to cut and weld to get them to get the hang down the bracket?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So I bought the bracket off a company that's making them, and then a friend of mine is a really good welder, does a lot of custom drag racing type stuff. So I figured if anyone can get this done right, it'd be him.
This interview episode is brought to you by G-Tops. Why would you want to lose the freedom of your Freedom Tops? Jeep developed the Freedom Top through years of design and testing. Quick on, quick off, no leaking, and easy to store. The unbreakable G-Top panels installed in the Freedom Tops make the cabin quieter, stronger, and lighter. Clear see-through tops with no visual distortion. Some other tops not only distort your view, they actually act as a drum. That's bass you do not want to hear in your Jeep. Check out G-Tops today at gtops.com. That's J-E-E-T-O-P-S.com. J-E-E-T-O-P-S.com. I'm Tony, and I want to welcome you to the Jeep Talk Show interview episode. We have them every Friday, so if you're really into interviews, and people say they're good, so I'll just take their word for it. This might be the way for you to go. We have 4 episodes a week, so we have more than interviews, but our interviews are on Friday. So I want to let you guys know, and of course I've been talking about this a lot, you're probably sick of hearing it, I and the Jeep Talk Show team, and a few of the Jeep Talk Show listeners, will be at Moab next week for Easter Jeep Safari, of course. So be sure and follow us on Instagram to check out our progress and meet up with us. Come on, you know you want to go. Make this your excuse. Honey, I gotta go because the Jeep Talk Show is there. I want to meet them. Yeah, I know. As my wife would say, wake up, you're dreaming. Every Friday, we have an interview with a new and exciting guest. Sometimes they have products to sell. Other times, they just have great stories. Sometimes it's both, and I think that's what we have here today. So sit back, grab a cold one, and get ready for another great guest right here on the Jeep Talk Show.
Are you ready?
It's time for the Jeep Talk Show with hosts Tony, Josh, Wendy, and Chuck.
The Jeep Talk Show, it's not about us, it's about you, the listeners.
It's Tim from Torrance.
Hey, Jeepers, this is Rob, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, guys, it's Cody with TrailChasers.net with another grand adventure.
Hey, guys, this is Cody from Indiana.
Hello, Jeep Talk Show crew. This is FJ Rick.
Hi, guys. This is Joe.
If a turtle doesn't have a shell, is he naked or homeless?
Hey, guys, this is Ron out in Arizona.
Hey, what's up? Jeep Talk Show. This is Jake from Oregon Trail Off-Road.
Hi, this is Jake from California, and I'm sitting here eating pork rinds for breakfast.
Hey, this is PA Jeep Freak.
Hey, Tony, Josh, Danny, it's Jake calling.
This is John, freerunner in 1982, and on today's Radio Context segment, I'm going to talk about APRS, Anal Probe Restraint System. No. No, that's not right.
That's not right for several reasons, John.
From around the world. Or from your city. And sometimes just down the street.
Howdy, neighbor.
It's the Jeep Talk Show interview.
Audio Jeepers, it's time for another Jeep Talk Show interview. We're going to be talking with Paul of RadioChatterGame.com. I know. You're wondering what this is. Is this like back in the CB days, and I'm going to show how old I am, where people would call in for a radio check or, what was it? What was another one they used to do? A 10-something or another. But, they would ask what time it is, and we would always tell them because it was the 15th damn time that night that somebody had asked for one, and we tell them it's time for you to buy a watch. And of course, it was just something to be able to talk on that new toy that they had or to play with or to show it off to somebody. Anyway, Paul is the co-founder of Radio Chatter, a conversation starter game for off-roaders and overlanders. Founded in 2023 with his wife, Bethany. Yes, it was her idea. I think I can see you getting called to task for taking all the credit at times. The couple aims to create more adventure for people by using conversations to expand the networks of fellow adventurers. Paul, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, I know Chris, one of our Jeep Talk Show team members, and Steve-O, are one of our Jeep Talk Show listeners. Actually, he's the only listener. That's, we only have that one listener. Sorry to disappoint. But yeah, they met you at ForeFest, Winter ForeFest here just, what, a month or so ago?
Yep, that's right.
And I was really, really surprised that Steve-O, who I'm not saying is cheap, but he hangs on to his money. He actually bought a one of these games from you.
That's right. He did. We met. It was a frigid 3 degrees in the morning.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it was very cold.
It was cold. It got to be 15 degrees after 8 hours of being out there.
But, short sleeve weather.
You know, for a winter ForeFest, you couldn't have asked for better. It was solid snow. We had just got a ton of snow. It was cold. It was really cool. I'd never been to that event, and so it was super exciting.
Oh, I've never been either. Tom's asked me to come up there several times, and I'm going to go eventually, but, you know, that's a 3 or 4 hour plane ride. That's on a plane. That doesn't mean taking the Jeep. So luckily, Chris is very close to that area. He always goes to the ForeFest events. And, I mean, it was so funny. Tom was bitching last year because it was a Winterfest last year, but there was no snow. So it turned into the mud fest.
Yeah, it was perfect for it. So it was good. It was frigid, but it was perfect.
All right. So did you have a good turnout? Did you get a lot of eyeballs on your product out there? Did people ask, what the hell is this?
Yeah. So it turned out really well, considering, you know, I mean, for us, we drive out of state a lot to do what we do, overlanding, and go to events and, you know, overland expos and things like that. So when I saw that this was going to be in January, 45 minutes from my house, it was like, we've got to do this. Like, it's perfect. So we went up there, and despite it being cold, it was a blue sky. And so people were out walking. And so we got quite a bit, considering what I was expecting to come by. So,
well, you never know. That's why you have to go, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. Something like this. If I wasn't there, we wouldn't ran into Chris. And we wouldn't be here right now. So, like, this is what it's all about, especially for us being so new, is just getting our name out there. So.
Well, this is good, because let's address this ugly part of the story. And the ugly part of the story is, you don't have a Jeep. So there's no reason why you would even know anything about a Jeep talk show.
That is correct. And the fact that you guys invited me must have talked to every Jeep owner or something, that here you are inviting a Chevrolet guy on the show. So
no, the deal is, I never tell Chris, why did you send me this guest? But I'll think it in my head.
Yeah.
He actually sent me somebody that was selling a water bottle. And I'm like, a water bottle? Really, Chris? Yeah. I'm interviewing a guy about water bottles? And I didn't say anything to him. And then I started the conversation and was asking the questions like I do. And it was actually a very interesting story. And it was like, so I came up with the line, just trust Chris. So if Chris thinks you have a good product and an interesting product, you're going to be on the show.
I mean, we do have what appears to be a Jeep on our product.
I like that. Do you also say, when you're doing a Bronco podcast, do you say this also appears to be a Bronco?
You know what? I have no claims of what vehicles they are. They just appear to be whatever vehicle they need to be.
I'm glad you showed that. And for our audio only listeners, you can watch this video on YouTube, as I keep telling you guys. So you need to go check out the Jeep Talk Show YouTube channel. That is a definite Midland microphone that you have on that picture. Are you doing anything in conjunction with Midland, or are you just waiting for the cease and desist?
No. So we are actually a partner of Midland.
Oh, good.
It was funny that the first radio design from our designer was a radio that was also obviously a Midland. And we said, hey, can we scale this back a little bit so it's not obviously a Midland radio? I don't want to get in trouble for that. So we scaled it back, but it still very much looks like a Midland. But because we scaled it back, I didn't think out anything of it. I was like, okay, good. We changed it. We're good to go. And then I got in contact with Midland through, you know, a fellow Overlander, and they love the product. They become a huge supporter of ours, a good partner of ours. We got some good things in the works with them coming up here later this year. So they love it. They know it looks like their product, but we have no problems with
it.
It really goes hand in hand. Without their radios, we don't have a product. I know we haven't even described what it really is, but without their radios, we don't have a product. And our product actually gives more use cases to their radios. So it goes really hand in hand.
Right. And I think I alluded to what I think your product is, where instead of saying some mundane stuff about, or how about a radio check, or, and I don't That's think right. you see so much of this on GMRS, but it was very prevalent on CB way back when. It may still happen. But asking what time it is, and these really nonsensical, why are you transmitting type things. You guys are actually making a game out of this for, I would assume, not just maybe people that are in your group. I could see that could be the core use, but it really would be anybody on the channel, their frequency.
Absolutely. And that's what it started off with. So it really started a few years ago, you know, just going on group trips with people. Sometimes we knew the individual, many times we didn't know some of the individuals on the trip. And, you know, sometimes it was just quiet. You're just driving along with other people on the trails and talking to whoever's in your vehicle. And then sometimes there was a lot of conversation over the radio. And my wife, who's not here with us tonight, but she...
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I know. That's really for you guys. No, I'm just kidding. She's generally the more fun, more talkative.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that will be good for our second interview.
That's right. Happy to put her on. And so...
You don't want to, you don't want to follow the wife. You want the best act second.
That's right. I set the bar low in the relationship, in the podcast, you name it.
So. And you're lucky for she reminds you of it too. I mean,
that's right, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And so because she is the talkative one, like she liked that talking on the radio, but so a lot of the talking was more technical. Like, hey, I just saw you did X thing with your vehicle. And they were talking about it, and she's like, some of it I couldn't engage with, so she wanted to come up with questions that anyone could engage with, but she still wanted them to all be about what we were doing, the hobby, the off-roading or the overlanding. And so the original question was like, what's your favorite upgrade to your rig? And so she came up with questions, and then one of the next trips we went on, she just started asking questions when we weren't driving on anything technical. Maybe it was pavement or gravel, but she just wanted to kind of get some conversation going. And we had good conversation, and we got to the camp, and people were like, where'd you get those questions? That was awesome. And she's like, oh, I just made them up. If you want them, you can have them. And people started really saying, no, you should like do something with it. Like you should create something. Mm-hmm. And we kind of hemmed and hawed. And,
well, of course.
You know, like,
well, the how-to is very difficult because you have to research. Sure. How would you go about this?
Yeah. And what would you do? And what would it look like? And, you know, how many people would actually buy it? And, you know, we're like, well, what happens if we just put it on a deck of playing cards? And a lot of people have playing cards. And so then it's a dual purpose, which weight is a very important thing in overlanding, keeping the weight down, dual purpose. And so that we started working on that and said, well, we could spare $1,000 or something to make a handful of cards, you know, just try it out, see where it goes. And so that's what we did last summer. Was we printed them out. We worked with a graphic designer, came up with something, and just put them out there earlier or mid last year, and been getting great feedback on it. People love it, especially the group trips. Especially, and really, if you have people on the trip, you don't know. It just helps.
Oh, that's a good idea. Group, yeah.
Right?
Icebreaker.
It's very much an icebreaker. The types of questions are all overlanding, off-roading, camping type things. And balances storytelling questions, favorite trips, things like that, but also like educational, you know, like what are your tips and tricks for packing or meal prep, you know, and just kind of balances those.
So I warned you about before we started recording here, about a Jeep Talk Show million dollar idea. This is we do a roundtable, weekly roundtable. Zoom people come into the meeting and stuff. So we ask a series of questions, usually four questions. We make it through three of them. And it's just fun having that chat with all the Zoom people. They are self-named, by the way. And one of the questions that we had a number of months ago was, have you ever had sex in your Jeep? And Bob raised his hand, and I said, Bob, with somebody, not alone.
Very good.
I don't know that this would be good on the cards. I mean, the adults certainly would enjoy it. Yeah. I don't know about the kids in the back seat, though.
So for this game, I would say no. however, without giving our upcoming products away in the next month. Keep an eye out on our Instagram for our next product. It is our number one requested like expansion pack, if you will, or game.
Oh, I didn't think about the expansion pack. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, very much related to what you just said. And so, follow us on Instagram, and then in the next probably less than a month, we'll be announcing and showing our next product.
Well, yeah, because you could put stuff like that, but it's not the primary product. So that way the audience knows if they buy this, that they're going to need to take the proper precautions.
You got it. Yeah, the first one is very much anyone
can family oriented. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. So so it started with just this one product, but we have three more immediate products in the works that will be coming out this year. We're finding like a lot of great reception of just anything community building that is, it's different. Like people love games. They love card games. They love conversation starters. But there's not really anything in this arena. And so we're getting lots of requests. And so we got a lot of things in the works to continue to build the product offering.
So let me ask you this. You came up with the idea, let's do it. And then at any moment, was there a question or discussion about, do we have 52 questions that we can put on cards?
Yes. So it started with probably 10 or 15 questions at first trip. And then once we got that feedback, it would have been...
Well, it's
like,
encouraging, isn't it? Get the feedback. Yeah.
So we got that feedback. And so we were down in West Virginia on a trip with Mountain State Overland where we got the feedback, like, you guys should do something with us. And so you talk about a conversation starter. We spent 12 hours the rest of the trip coming home, Bethany and I, talking about what questions we would add. We ended up coming up with 250 questions. Many were duplicates or variations of the others. After 12 hours, you can only think of so much. So it actually became more challenging to reduce it back down to 52 after having so many questions. And so we spent several months because we were still hemming and hawing whether or not we wanted to do it. But
it's scary. Nobody likes rejection. Even if you know you're going to lose the money, you don't like the rejection of your idea not being embraced. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was kind of us going back and forth on it. And we did set it aside. We came up with the idea. Yeah. It had been not last year, but it came 2 years ago, you know, probably in June. And we worked on it for about a month or two and then kind of killed the idea until early last year. And what really probably tipped the scale, there we go, is I really wanted to learn how to create and build a business.
Yeah, I need to get a product camera so I can set up the product on the desk and show that.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get a lot of products. I mean, that's not one of the reasons we do this this show. It's not to get free shit. Sorry, this isn't shit, but you know what I'm saying. But I really appreciate you. Not only you had sent me a message about, give me your address. I want to send you this. And I'm thinking, I want to talk to you, but I don't need free stuff. That's not the reason why we do the thing, but I really appreciate you following up on that and telling Chris, it's like, does Tony want this or not? Damn it. Sure. Oh, and I got to show the sticker. I don't know about everybody, but Jeepers love stickers.
That's right.
So,
and we have, depending on your rig, we do have the tan ones too. I don't know if I sent you both or just the white one, but we do have a tan one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, this is the white one, which is fine. Yep. It goes with all Jeep colors, but it should be red.
Yeah. So
you had to call this thing down from 250. And I'm thinking this was great, even if it was just something to do on a 12-hour ride.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think narrowing it down and having it on a deck of playing cards is important to us to have that dual purpose, at least to start. Like, all our future expansion packs aren't going to be 52 cards. We don't need that packs of cards, right? So, but the first product was important to us to have dual purpose. Yes, it was intended to be on the radio. Yes, it was intended to play cards. But we've also just seen it at group events.
People. It doesn't have to be on the radio. These aren't radio questions.
That's right. Just over the campfire, we've seen it as well. You know, just to spark some conversation. So
here's a perfect one. I'm sorry to interrupt, but here's a perfect one. Like what I was saying about sex in a Jeep. What other hobbies or activities have you incorporated in your travels? You started laughing right away. You've worked so much on this. You knew this question that I was
reading. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another one. What is your favorite camp meal? Oh, bacon and anything breakfast related, you know, it just, why does it taste so much better when you're camping out? I mean, you pretty much have to cook over an open fire, though, not necessarily propane. Yeah. It still tastes better, though.
I agree.
What has been your favorite adventure? I'm just going to read a couple more here. What is your favorite road trip snack? Oh, great question. Are you familiar with Buc-ee's? I'm sure you know about Buc-ee's, but maybe not have gone to one.
Yes, they're not up here, right? They're more down south.
Correct. So if you get down south, you have to go to Buc-ee's because what is your favorite road trip snack would be beaver nuggets. It's not what you think.
All right.
It's actually very good. It's so funny. A lot of people didn't know about Buc-ee's. And then when we had our Jeep Talk Show Texas event, we had talked about beaver nuggets. And people that were coming in from out of state were stopping at Buc-ee's and buying beaver nuggets. And they found that it was in June. So they found that if they left the bag of beaver nuggets on the dash, that the Texas sun would warm them up. And it gave it a whole nother flavor. Toasted beaver nuggets. Naturally toasted. Here we go. What rig upgrade do you regret? Oh, I think we've asked this on the show during one of our roundtables. Yeah. So these are really cool. I love how you instantly recognize the question because this is a lot of questions and there are 52 of them. So you've done a lot of work on this.
Absolutely. And so, you know, my wife has been the brain behind like the actual products, what they look like, really managing the questions. And I do a lot of the managing, like the business, the operations, the reaching out to wholesalers, managing the social media, like the business behind the scenes type stuff. And so because of like the social media, I've read these questions so many times and I post the questions and things like that. So I got them. I don't know that I could repeat them all off, but I know them all very well.
So there's the playing cards aspect of it.
Yep.
So you can play a game of Go Fish.
Yep.
I'm thinking of a card game that you would have to know the answer to the question, but I don't know how you would determine if it was the correct, because these are kind of opinion questions. Anyway.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Now, I know how irritating it can be whenever you have a radio set up, even a GMRS, because this is initially just GMRS. It has a GMRS microphone to a Midland on here, but you can use it on anything. Sure. I mean, if you're a police officer and you're bored.
That's right.
And you're looking for an extended leave from your job. But anything that you're doing, but I can also see how that people may not want to hear chatter on their radio. Do you guys do anything as far as I didn't see anything in the paperwork that came with the cards. Do you guys have any suggestions for or just feel your audience as far as, you know, whenever you hear, would you shut up? That would be probably too much questions.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you're right. We did not give any advice. When we are on trips, we kind of gauge the audience and we try not to just rapid fire back to back questions. Yeah,
if there's a long pause.
Yeah. If people aren't answering. Now, you bring up a great point because we were on a trip where we were piloting it. We brought the questions on a couple trips to get people's feedback. And we had someone, his name was Chad, and he had spent his whole time in the military. And he was very used to the radio was for emergency and critical information sharing only.
Right.
And so he shared with us, like, it was difficult originally to kind of get over that, if you will. And he did not share on the radio. And so we were talking to him and he said, I didn't mind it, but I kept the conversation inside the vehicle with my partner. And, he enjoyed it, but it took some time to get used to.
Right. Well, the military will beat that into you. So it's understandable. So also, too, I think I would mention, and if you're a recent GMRS owner, or maybe you've had it for a couple of years, and you really haven't even used it, it sits in your Jeep or any other vehicle that you may have, and it just kind of sits there, and you go, wow, it was fun buying this, it was fun installing it, it was fun getting it all set up so that I could use it, but I don't really have anything to say. So I could kind of see this as a way that if you're not if you're not naturally talkative, I come up with all kinds of crap. So I can always come up with something. But if you're not that way, this gives you an opportunity, and I'm just going to say it, to play with that radio because you know you want to play with it. That's why people back on the CB days wanted to do, you know, what time is it? And let me get a radio check. So this is a great way to use it, and you get to learn the radio, what kind of distance you get out of the radio, and you just get to, it's a good exercise on how to use the radio.
Absolutely, and you know, like it's funny, like you're driving down the road and you'll see, you know, somebody else with a rig that you're like, oh, I wish I could talk to them. Mm-hmm. And so we included these stickers, and you can see it says Channel 22.
I noticed that.
We put 22 there specifically because that was the year we came up with the idea, but also 22 is in the band that gets you a decent range. And so we did this, and the hope is that you could see this on somebody's vehicle and know that they're on 22. And so you could, if you saw this sticker driving down the road, you jump on 22 and you know that other person is familiar with the product, and maybe you can start up a conversation with a random stranger, you know, on the road. So that's kind of the hope as we get started here.
So whenever I first got on CB, I was like 16 years old, and it was fun just talking to random people. And I remember making a joke that you could do the same thing with the telephone, but, and I don't know if you remember telephone books, but you could do the same thing with the telephone book. And I thought how funny that would be, where you just look up a random person, you call them and go, hey, my name's Tony. You got time to talk? It was kind of like what you did on CB, and the same thing on GMRS, like what you're talking about. Of course, I never did do that. And of course, you can't do it these days because there's caller ID. but it's kind of that neat thing. You have something that transmits and you want to transmit and talk to somebody, but how do you do it? So I think this is a great way of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
But your 22 needs to be a lot bigger. Order of about 4 foot.
that's actually on our like plans to print out kind of like bigger ones that says like I'm monitoring, and then we'll pick a couple of the common channels.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
People would know, right? So that's on the list too of all the things that have kind of spurred based on these conversations. We're like, okay, we need to do this. We need to do this. And like, how do we just keep building that community? Because you spend so much time on like pavement getting to where you want to go. Let's try to extend that time out and building community.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything interesting or unforeseen that has happened with these using these radio chatter game cards?
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see here. I mean, from a product, not necessarily from a question perspective, but
I'm thinking somebody getting pissed off or coming on telling you guys to shut up or
no. So we haven't had any of that. And I mean, we played. We were at Windrock and we were doing it at Windrock. We had to switch channels a few times just because you're stepping on other people.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had no one like jump in and complain or anything like that. So
there's another way you can handle that. If you've got a 50-watt radio, just turn it all the way up and keep talking. No, don't do that. I'm being a turd.
Yeah. No. But I like, so nothing like that. It's just a lot of people would like to see these at like their local meetups and things like that. There's meetups all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a lot of people reach out to try to sponsor or be a part of their meetups and send products and things like that. So that's been learning about all the different meetups around the country has been interesting, where we were just thinking we'd just kind of sell it from our vehicle on trips and on our website. We've had a lot of people like organizing groups reach out to us, which has been fun.
So and this is something you may have already thought of, and I don't know how much it costs you to do a run on these things, but have you thought about making one for, you mentioned Windrock, whatever the event is or the location. Are you guys going to be at EJS this year?
No.
Damn it, man.
Not that we're planning.
So, I mean, like for that for example, Easter Jeep Safari 2024. Yeah. So it almost becomes like a collectibles thing. Where you can have a pack from various places. I was thinking, did you guys go to, Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion?
So none of the Jeep events, because of the lack of a Jeep, we've been not.
Dude, you're making mega money with this. You could buy you a Jeep.
I wish that was the case. We unfortunately both still have normal day jobs to pay the bills. So that time off is the, if we could go to all these
events. So you're saying you have money. It's just a choice not to buy a Jeep is what we're saying here.
The product is still very new, but if people want to get on and order and help pay for all of our trips, we will be as many trips as people buy.
See, this is just negative thinking. And that's because you don't have a Jeep.
It could be. So
tell me, what is it that you drive? You said a Chevrolet earlier. What is it? Is a pickup or something else?
Yep. I got a Colorado ZR2. So it's the pickup. We've been big into like camping and backpacking and that kind of stuff for years. And we just wanted
storage. You got a lot more area to cover, to carry things.
Yeah. We just wanted something different. And, I like the ZR2, one, because I do work for General Motors. That is my day job. So that helps, but it was factory capable. So I could just grab it and continue what I was doing, but just go deeper into the woods. And so that was the platform that we started with, and we've been building on since.
Sure. What have you done to it?
Yeah, the biggest thing. So it's still mostly stock from a performance and all that perspective. I did relocate the shocks. If anyone's familiar with the 2018 to 2023 model ZR2, the suspension, the rear shocks, although they're really good suspension, they were 2 inches below the rear diff. They were just in a bad place, so I was hitting them all the time. Now GM's fixed that in the 2023 model and beyond. They've relocated them upwards. I did that with an aftermarket part to move them up out of the way, which has been awesome.
So did you have to cut and weld to get them to get the hang down the bracket?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So I bought the bracket off a company that's making them, and then a friend of mine is a really good welder, does a lot of custom drag racing type stuff. So I figured if anyone can get this done right, it'd be him. So
and you gained 20 horsepower, which was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Just by doing that. That's right.
Less drag. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's been like great. Great confidence for me. Great confidence for my wife when she drives, that there's less to get hung up on.
Right.
But really the biggest thing is we have a Alucab canopy camper on the back. That's our thing. It's our mobile home. So, that's been the biggest change. So some heavier duty leaf springs and stuff because of the weight. But other than that, it's still factory.
Now I don't have it here, but I was going to show it. The little paper that you guys include actually has a picture of, I believe, that vehicle that you're just describing. And it has, for mine, it had a handwritten, Tony. Somebody had actually written Tony. I can't remember if the N was backwards or not, but in my head, I saw it backwards. Still a little dyslexic from when I was young. But that was your son that wrote that. Tell me about that. Tell the audience about that, because I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah. So it started with just me writing notes as a thank you to everybody. And I was listening to a podcast about how to balancing running your own business with kids, because it's a common thing. I have to work on this in the evening because, like I said, we have our day jobs, and I always felt like I was taking time away from the family. And this podcast said, engage your kids in the business, have them make marketing material, whatever. And I was like, okay, he needs to practice his writing. He's 5 years old. There you go. And that's his big comma that is massive. So I said, he needs to practice his handwriting. I'm going to have him address each of these, practice his handwriting, and we'll pay him 50 cents.
You can continue to live here.
Yeah, that's right. So it's like, it's teaching him handwriting. He's engaged. He's putting money in the bank. So that's what we started doing.
He'll remember this, that I was part of this business, and the confidence level that, you know, you wanted him to be part of it is great. Is that the only child?
Yep. He is our only child.
Well, if I asked your wife, she says, well, it's just the two. I know how it works.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
That is really cool. And I noticed that right away. And I don't normally notice these things because it's reading, and reading is bad. I don't like reading. But I noticed that and I went, oh, and like I told you before we started recording, I was concerned it might have been somebody with a traumatic brain injury, which would be equally very honorable that I was receiving that. But I was hoping it was just a child learning how to write. And it was really, really cute. I mean, I think that anybody, even if you haven't had children, would still like that because it's very, very cool. And I love the story behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's surprising. We've actually had several people reach out to us and post on social media that picture. Not just the product, but they love, you know, that we've engaged.
It's personalization.
It's fun. Yeah, absolutely.
It makes people feel a little more important than they probably deserve. So that's great. Absolutely great. So you mentioned marketing and stuff. What are you doing for marketing? Obviously, you're doing a show that talks about off-roading and so on and so forth. But what else have you been doing? And tell me how frustrated you are.
It's way more work than like you would expect for like a deck of cards. But some of that too is because I want to build it and I want to learn what it's like to build a business. And so, getting people to go to your website to buy a product is way harder than you would think.
Oh, there's so much of it out there.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like, and you buy stuff, like, I think we all buy things on Instagram and that pop up all the time, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about it, like, yeah, I've bought things from Instagram, but how many things have I not bought that have been presented to me?
Right.
And so that has been, I wouldn't call it frustrating. That's just the reality, but it's harder than what I thought. But, you know, other things that we've been doing, like I said, Midland's been a big partner. We've been on their blog. They wrote a blog article about us. You'll see we're going to be at the More Expo with Midland. We'll be in the Midland booth with them. So that's super exciting to really be strengthening that relationship. And then we've been partnering a lot with Northology. Cindy from Northology, she's over in this area, runs some local events, has an online magazine. So we have like an advertisement in that. We write an article every month in their magazine. What we do is on their community Facebook page, we post one of the questions and we gather feedback. And each month I've been writing an article, including people's feedback, just to kind of engage the community.
You are busy. Yeah. And regular posting to Instagram. Are you on TikTok?
No, just Instagram, a little bit of Facebook, but it's mostly Instagram.
Yeah, I really like the Instagram thing. I don't know if that's the best place to be, but I do enjoy Instagram. Yeah. I mean, it's like being 5 years old again and just getting a book with lots of pictures.
That's right. Yeah,
you don't have to read.
That's why I like it, the pictures. It's all about the pictures and the different events and things that we're doing.
So. Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about the upcoming add-on packs. Actually, we didn't talk about that because it's not available yet, and you don't want to put it out there. wink, nudge, nudge. Any other plans maybe for other products along the same line? I mean, well, I guess it didn't have to be along the same lines.
Yeah. So we do. So our next product will be another conversation related type game.
Yeah, good idea.
With a different approach. But we have some other I'll say card based games that are not conversation games. But you read in the cards, we refer to people as like adventurers rather than off-roaders or overlanders. We just called everyone adventurers.
No, it's a good idea.
And so keeping in mind that we're all traveling in very packed vehicles to whatever event we're going to, camping or a weekend event, we're trying to keep things more card-based and compact rather than like a board game. And two, a lot of like board games and things like that, you may not, if you're playing them at home, you may not be in the same circle of the same people you go off-roading or overlanding with. So we want to kind of keep our games and stuff compact for the vehicle. So we are working on some concepts for other games like that.
You know, it just struck me. I don't know how closely you follow this stuff or not, but Tesla has a full self-driving beta out. I was just thinking that if you're not even driving the damn vehicle, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Other than stay awake.
Yeah.
So this is, again, a great thing. This is like future proof.
Yeah. So what's So it's interesting about that comment. That was another feedback we got early on when we were piloting this, and I had just a few prototype copies made. There were some people driving a long distance, and the one got on a radio and was like, I'm getting tired. Like, say something to me.
Yeah.
And then the other person goes, "What, do you have that radio chatter pack Paul just gave you?
Oh, yeah.
Bust it out." And they used it for like the next 4 or 5 hours and kept them awake all the way through their trip. And they're like, that worked perfectly. So
great idea. Like, and I can imagine, and you didn't say this, but I can imagine the adult version would even be better.
it could very well be.
May cause a few rest stop stops though.
That's right.
Okay. So nothing negative. Nobody's told you to shut the hell up. Nope. It can be used radio, and I would imagine around the campfire would be a perfect thing at a card table, especially. Yep. Oh, you could be playing cards at a card table, and if it's fit, you could ask the questions that are on some of the cards. Although I wouldn't play cards with you because you'd probably know their hand.
That's right. You can't tell me. I'll know exactly what you have. That's right.
Oh, he's got a flush. Screw this.
No, I wish I was that much like Rain Man. I am not. I know the questions, but I probably don't know which. I know a few, but I don't know exactly what suit and number.
So did you do anything with the questions where on depending on the what is it, what do they call the, not the face, but the not the value, like ace or, you know, queen or king?
Yeah. So we did not. We have who would you want to take on a road trip with you?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have put that on the ace of spades. Let's see here. No, we did have that. If you could go on a road trip with any famous person, who would it be? That was an accident. So I was thinking God, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The Ace of Spades guy that sings that song, Ace of Spades. Lenny.
Lenny Kravitz?
No, Motorhead. So they have the song Ace of Spades. And I thought about him from the band Motorhead. But other than that,
trivia things is kind of cool. Might actually be a cool thing to do blogs and stuff about, or maybe on your site, little trivia things about the cards, because somebody, you know how people love trivia. They'd say, you know, the creator actually said that this question's on this card because of this.
I wish we were more on that, but there's not a ton of,
you just got started. Just getting the damn thing out the door is the big thing. Right. Yeah.
You got it. But some other games we're working on, we are putting a lot more thought into the purpose and the meaning behind it for some of these other games that are not just conversation games. So we're really looking forward to those kind of things.
So do you have any interest in ham radio?
I have not been on ham radio myself, no.
So I'm actually thinking that this would be boring as hell, but there are people, ham radio operators that travel, and they also go to ham radio conventions and stuff. And I'm thinking that if they're studying for a license, that it might, and this is kind of sucky because the FCC changes them ever so often, but I don't think they change dramatically, but it would be kind of cool if for the general license that you could actually ask the questions, and it's just a multiple guess test. So, you guess all C's and you're probably going to pass.
That's good. We had someone
A learning aspect of it, I guess what I'm saying. I'm not necessarily ham radio, but a learning aspect.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're trying to pass the bar, or you're trying to get your medical license.
No, I like that. We had someone reach out that does ham radio, and they're like, oh, this might be fun, with ham radio. I haven't heard back from them if they've used it on ham radio, but I like that kind of study aspect because you could, learn from other people and study on the questions and all the above.
And you could switch to the fun ones too. It doesn't have to be a whole trip of questions. Here's one that you could do on 75 meters when an old man's talking about his illness. What is the most common illness that he has?
Okay. Yeah.
only ham radio operators will get that joke.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
There's a lot of very old people on 75 meters, and they talk a lot about what they went to the doctor recently about.
All right.
So a very nerdy joke. All righty. So there's we're looking at other products. You've got this product at now. How do people go about getting this product? Which is people are going, oh, great. How to get it, Tony?
Yeah.
Got me sold. Where do I go?
Yep. The easiest place is our website, which is radiochattergame.com. There is radiochattergame.com. That is the best place to get it. We were on Facebook and Instagram market. We just closed that down because of problems with Meta and their sales platform. But so our website, radiochattergame.com. We also have a couple wholesalers. If you're in Texas, CB Adventure Supply has our product on hand. And then if you're out in the New Jersey area, OK Four-Wheel Drive also has our product. Yeah. And of course, we're looking for more wholesalers. Because we only have one product on our website, we are a small website. Like I said, it's hard to get people to go to a website for one product. We're looking for more wholesalers. So if anyone listening has a shop or an online store, we're more than happy to get in contact and would love to see the product in some more places.
Oh, yeah. See here on your Instagram, Meta stores are closed and we are really happy about it. No, I just put that last part on.
Yeah. We tried. It's awful, unfortunately, and just not working, and customers are not getting their product in time. So
yeah. So have you looked into Amazon?
Yeah, we looked at it a little bit. We're technically on Etsy, but that was more for like if someone was looking for a gift for someone rather than our primary marketplace. We did look on Amazon. But the other thing that we're going to be doing is we are launching a blog here soon on our website, which is centered around the questions. And we're going to have some guest bloggers that are actually working on some blog articles right now around the questions. And so trying to keep building that community is kind of what we've been thinking so far, but haven't ruled out Amazon yet.
So we're recording this the day after we published the roundtable episode today that we recorded on Tuesday. I had sent you an email inviting you to come. Before we started asking our questions, our regular questions, I pulled out the deck, showed the people, and asked a question and got some answers. I forget what the question was now, but we actually introduced your product to our Jeep audience yesterday.
Awesome,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I think it's a great idea, and happy to promote products. I was just noticing a different subject here. I think Jeep Daisy started following the Jeep Talk Show, and we followed her back. I see that that's your latest post. Now, is she with anybody? Is she with Midland or I mean?
Yeah. So we got connected to Jeep Daisy through Midland. They connected us with a couple of their like influencers that they work with.
Okay. So these are people they work with. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so they connected us to April and said, hey, we got this new product if you're interested. And she's been awesome. Just helping support it. We sent her a product she's really been helping get it out there. So.
And it looks like, unlike you, she has a Jeep.
That's correct. So that's probably why people like her posts more than mine. Gotta be the Jeep.
Yeah, that's it. We'll have to see about getting her on the show. If you speak with her or communicate with her, let her know that we'd be interested in having her on the show.
I will.
We do a women's centric episode called Chick Chat that she might be good on, and she doesn't have to do that one. We can have her on here for a regular interview. So anyway, the Amazon the seller, I know it's like $40 a month and you have to have enough product there for them to send it out if that's what you choose. I've actually heard that if you don't keep enough product with them, they will like lower your ranking as far as what they show in Amazon, you know, because if you run out, they want to encourage you to make sure you have product there because they're making good money off of it too. But I could see Amazon being a great place for this, a great impulse purchase. But then again, you aren't doing this just for grins and giggles. You're doing it to actually try to make some profit. And to that point, I didn't see it on your site. How much is this product?
Yep, they're $20 for the pack of cards.
Oh, that's not bad. And they're nice, thick cards, quality cards, and this case, if I can get it open, It's a very nice thick case. Where did you get this case? Did you have this made or?
Yep, this is straight from our manufacturer. We tried out the normal, you know, cardboard case. And then we said we had to do this because if we want people to keep this in the cab of their vehicle. We know it's going to be thrown around. Like you said, it's a little tough to get open. That's what we wanted.
Uh-huh.
They're casino quality cards. They're not the like rigid, they're smooth, right? So right. Like if you go to the casino, sometimes they have the kind of rigidy feel. We tried both, but we were worried dirty hands from driving. We're going to make the cards dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So the casino smooth. So they're legit cards.
Oh, they're very nice. The whole thing is very well made.
So that was all purposeful for the product that we wanted to produce.
Okay, RadioChatterGame.com. Just go over there now and have a look at this stuff and place an order. $20. My God, even if you don't use it immediately, you'll be driving. You're going to be bored. Somebody's going to be complaining about the drive, and I need to stop. I need to go to the bathroom. Let's get those Radio Chatter cards out.
That's right.
See if you can get your mind on something else.
Absolutely.
And the questions aren't like knowledge questions, at least from what I've seen. Nope. So anybody can answer. And hell, you might even want to play the game of come up with answers that are just off the wall, make no sense. To answer these questions and get the laugh fest going.
Yeah, and that's what we want people to do. There are, and actually the jokers on there are blank cards. We want people to make up their own too. Send them to us. We might include them in a future pack. But yeah, we want people to change the question, alter, you know, like you can take the question a different direction. We've had many of those where we've had conversations and one question leads to 20 minutes of other questions.
Oh, we call that going down the rabbit hole here.
That's right.
It happens to us a lot.
Yeah. So this helps you get down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Starts the digging. All right. Yep. So you know how the kids love the social media these days, the pictures, the comments. Yep. Oh, and the hateful comments. God, I just can't imagine how many hateful comments there are out there on yep. posts. But where are you guys on social media? We mentioned the Instagram.
Yep. So we're on Instagram and Facebook, both Radio Chatter Game. That's where you'll be able to find us. We do have a YouTube. There's nothing out there yet. That's kind of in the works. But right now, our focus is getting more product out there and try to give multiple different offerings of different games that you can take on your trips.
Well, you know, we're trying to promote our YouTube. So once we get done with this interview and get it published, I'll be happy to send you over a link where you can just download the entire interview and you can post it up or clips or whatever you want to do on it. It might get awesome. You started on your YouTube because you are explaining about the cards here.
Yeah.
So
well, that'd be awesome. Love it. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we'll plan on doing that then. I like to do the shameless plug as much as possible.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm willing to help do both ways.
Excellent. All right. Well, I hope you do really well with this. I think you got a good idea. And just getting the feedback on it that I mentioned earlier is so important. It is really, I hate to use the term, but puts the wind under your wings to go and do more. And you never know. You never know when stuff like this comes up, what it's going to lead to.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I can absolutely see trivia questions for various vehicles or
yep.
Various things that people go and do. Oh, cooking recipes or this cooking related stuff. I mean, anyway, there's all kinds of things you could do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for being with us tonight. What's your wife's name?
Bethany. Yeah.
So we'll have to have Bethany on and see, and we'll have to rate her. We'll have to let our audience rate on how much better she was doing the interview than you.
I already know the answer, but that's perfect.
Well, yeah. And it's going to be a lie anyway, because she's a woman. And people always like the women better. But we're used to that, right?
Sounds great.
All right, man. Have a great night. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks again to Paul of Radio Chatter Game. Visit their website right now, RadioChatterGame.com. You know, I've already packed my Radio Chatter Game in the 2021 Jeep Talk Show Gladiator for the 20-hour drive to Easter Jeep Safari. I'll probably be showing that around to people as I'm interviewing them out at EJS this year. So I will tell you that the little plastic box that the game comes in, it's like a pack of cards, as you probably just heard on the interview, but it's like a pack of cards. And the plastic box is a very, very nice quality. And the cards themselves are of great quality as well. So, I think you'll enjoy it. I think it's a good, safe purchase for a quality product. Hey, coming up next week, Patrick of Bavarian. Good Lord, Patrick is going to bitch slap me while I'm at EJS and I get to meet him for not pronouncing that word right. But I'm not German, damn it. And I can't pronounce anything anyway. So the Bavarian is a German-based company making lift kit, bead locks, and more. It was a fascinating conversation. And just go to Bavarian.com. Yeah, I'm going to spell it. Bavarian.com. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Jeep Talk Show. I want to give you a big thank you to our special guest for joining us today. It was really a very interesting thing. I was just, and I'm sure you could tell, or you will be able to tell, in the interview, I was just amazed at what they're able to do legally in Germany. You know, we will run beadlocks here in the U.S., but and there's an argument about this, but in many cases, it's not DOT approved, so you're not supposed to be driving it on the road. Not so in Germany. Hey, thanks again to G-Tops for sponsoring this episode of the Jeep Talk Show. Find out more about G-Tops by going to gtops.com. That's JEETOPS.com. Support the companies that support the show you love, the Jeep Talk Show. Meet me and the 2021 Jeep Talk Show Gladiator at EJS 2024, and you can see the G-Tops in person. And I think that's really the only way you can do this, because it's a little scary. You know, you take your Freedom Tops, you send them into G-Tops. Chris and his team will cut a big ass hole, a big ass hole in it, and stick in one of these panels. And you don't know. I mean, you see pictures and stuff, but seeing in person makes a really big difference. It did to me, and I'm just really, really very lucky that Chris sent me some demo G-Top Freedom panels for the Gladiator. So I'll get to experience these while my wife and I are at Moab this year. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to add a new dimension to going off-road. You know, it's the topless, but with AC or a heater. And you don't have to do anything other than just jump in the Jeep and go. Hey, remember, we have 4 episodes a week, and it's understandable if you've missed past episodes. You can always find us on your favorite podcast platform or on our website. Here in the show notes, it says with over 850 episodes, which is technically correct, but this is episode 1005. Good God, I need to update this. So with over 1,000 episodes, there is plenty of Jeep Talk Show to entertain you while driving to your destination, working out at the gym, or mowing the grass. Improve your day by listening to more Jeep Talk Show. Hey, we love hearing from you, our listener. Reach out to us via email, phone, social media, cashier's check. We don't care. We use your voicemails on the show. So until next time, keep on jeeping, and we'll see you on the trails. Fridays are red. Remember, everyone deployed.
Broadcasting since 2010.